This goes to Dr. Murray, or to Troy Novak. This goes to TROYNOVAKPAC. Fax 989-583-1914 regarding Francis, Frances Mills, M like Mary, ILLS. Date of birth 12/5/1932. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Mills with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, proteinuria, and Sjogren's syndrome. Her last visit was January 8th of this year. She's feeling well, no new complaints. She's been very carefully following a low-sodium diet and has been feeling well. She has minimal edema when she's careful with her diet, and she does not consume excessive fluids either. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no blood in the stool, no bowel changes. Urine is clear, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no edema, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Medications, she takes hydroxychloroquine 200 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, amlodipine 10 milligram daily, propranolol 20 milligram daily, spironolactone is 25 milligram daily, and aspirin 81 milligram daily. Physical exam, pulse is 64, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 60, and her weight is 157 pounds. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done June 24th of 2024. Creatinine is slightly improved, 1.48, down from 1.8 and 1.88 on the past two labs. Estimated GFR is up to 33. Calcium is 9.7. Albumin is 4.5, and she has no microalbumin in the urine currently. Urinalysis is negative for blood, negative for protein. Sodium is 134, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 26, phosphorus 4.4. Her white count is normal. Flip it up. Damn it, come on. Hemoglobin 13.4 and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels. We will continue to follow to monitor labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently near to goal. 3, proteinuria, and the patient will continue her spironolactone and Sjogren's syndrome is 4. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.